Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer or the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa. Nice to see you. It's been over a month since we exchanged pleasantries.
Has it been that long? It's been a month?
It has been over a month.
I guess that's what happens when you tape multiples, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. We've got a very interesting guest here today. Do you want to introduce yourself? Let everybody know who you are.
Yes, my name is Kelly Hernandez. I work in South Precinct Watch 2B for now.
Watch 2B for now. And Kelly, you're in a very interesting position right now. You are actually still in the FTO process, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still in FTO in my field training process. I graduated the academy October 3rd.
October the 3rd. This is going to be fun. We don't get the chance to really share what that experience is like. So talk to us a little bit about how the field training process has been for you.
It's been really good. It's been a little bit different than being in the academy. Of course, in the academy, all the situations are like perfectly curated so that, you know, you understand what you're trying to learn. In FTO, it's not like that. It's real life. Like, it's, you got to figure it out on the spot. Like, these are real people with real problems, so.
Training wheels off,
yeah, huh? 100%.
Wow.
I imagine that you run into some scenarios that you have not experienced in the academy.
That 100%. It's a little bit different because you think as, like, law enforcement, everything in the world must be a crime, right? You know, where people call us and they're like, hey, you know, come here and fix. And sometimes that's just not something we can do. Like, we just have to be mediators, therapists, parents sometimes. It's just, we were, like, right. Everyone says, lots of hats.
Lots of hats, exactly. Yeah. So let's move backwards a little bit and tell us, where are you from originally?
I was born in Newark, New Jersey. I was raised in Mount Holly Springs, Pennsylvania. I actually used to live in Newville, Pennsylvania. I had a house fire when I was like about 9. We lost everything. So then we moved to Mount Holly Springs and I was raised there for the rest of my life.
Wow. So having said that, how in the heck did you get to Newport News, Virginia?
I joined the military. I actually joined early. I joined when I was 17. So I was really eager to get out of my small town. So I joined the military. I got stationed in Washington State. So completely across the states from Pennsylvania to Washington State. It was actually the first time I was ever on an airplane in my whole life. And then I deployed all the way around the world and went to Norfolk Naval Base.
Wow. So you grew up very, very quickly.
Very, very quickly. But I'm grateful for it. I am. I think it helped me. I needed it. I needed to mature a little bit.
Right. And I imagine that the military is very good at maturing people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So police work really wasn't on your radar.
It wasn't. So after I got out of the Navy, I won't lie, I was a little bit lost. I wasn't sure what to do. Like you said, I grew up so fast. I got out when I was 21. This was my first time I ever kind of had those like young adult years because I had been like a grown up for so long. So I didn't work for a little bit. I was married at that point. I worked at a tax office for a couple months. I was like, oh, this is not for me. And my husband actually is a firefighter in Hampton. And he was like, I think you should be a dispatcher. Like, I do think you'd be really good at it. You love talking to people. So I applied. Norfolk was my first place I applied to. They called me back and I started there.
So your career started as a dispatcher.
Yes, it did.
Which is an incredibly difficult position, especially nowadays.
Yes, it was hard at first. I didn't think it was for me. It was really difficult. It's a learning curve. A lot like being a police officer, there is no training wheels. Like, these are real people with real problems. You're answering right. The phone. Like, there's no automated AI, anything. Like, these are real people calling for emergencies. So it was a little bit difficult. But I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Because as Melissa and I know, every emergency starts for us with a phone call.
Absolutely.
From someone, or we run into it on our own.
Right.
But typically we answer calls for service.
Absolutely, yeah.
So was it an incredible platform for learning about police work?
It was. So in Norfolk, their training is you are a call taker first. So you answer the phones, the 911 lines, the non-emergency lines. Once you're proficient in that, you switch to like police dispatch. Once you're proficient in that, you become fire dispatch.
Right.
So I was on the phones for a long time, like probably over a year, learning that system. Wow. And how that works. And then I went to police dispatch and I really loved it. It was fun to see the second half, right? So we're answering the phone. Now the officers are showing up. What's going to happen next?
Sure. And Melissa and I have had these conversations and we're very appreciative of what 911 does. And I became even more appreciative when I served with the 911 dispatchers as the commander of the 911 center and actually was in the 911 center embedded with them and learned exactly what they do. The job is so technical. You have to know so much.
Right.
And you have to be able to talk someone down from a state of just absolute panic at times. And what they do is they serve the community incredibly. And they such a great service that they provide. I admire them, not to take away from law enforcement officers in the field, but I admire them so much.
And that conversation about being first responders, it really, really does start there.
Yeah, and it resonates with you, doesn't it? Oh. I mean, you're a proponent.
I've never understood how they can do what they do. Not being able to see how it finished, I'm nosy, right? So that call for service, you've got to be sitting there on the other side and you've got to move on.
Right, you have to.
While the officers are still there. That's always been one of those things that I just don't understand how they do what they do.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Goodness gracious.
So you've loved it so far?
I do. I love it so much. I thought I loved dispatch a lot, but I love this even more. Like, it's incredible. It feels very fulfilling. Like, it feels really good. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
She's been everywhere. Yeah. Favorite place so far? Where's your, aside from Newport News,
right,
obviously.
Of course. We went to Paris when I deployed, so that was really nice. I love
wow,
that.
Wow, Paris.
I will say, if you don't speak French, though, they don't like you too much, so.
So it was tough not speaking the language,
obviously. It was difficult, yes.
Yeah.
That was the hardest part about deploying, is you're going to these countries, you don't speak the language, so you're just, you know, there's a language barrier, like, hey.
So you count a lot on translators when
absolutely, you're absolutely. Or Google Translate, you'd be on your phone, like, hey.
Oh, Google Translate would pick up as well. So did you do anything in the private sector, or was the military pretty much your life, so to speak?
Yeah, it was just the military, and then I went, I worked at the tax office and then went right to dispatch.
So for folks who are currently in the military, they're preparing to exit the military, transition into the civilian world, if you will, and they're thinking about law enforcement. Did it feel like natural to move from that kind of structured environment to police work?
So that's actually how I ended up in Newport News. I had did a couple other interviews in some of the surrounding cities. When I came to Newport News, I took my physical test. It felt exactly like the military. It was like that feeling of family and like unity and structure. And that's why I continued on. I canceled everything else and I continued on with Newport News, because I know like a lot of like service members can say that switching from military to like civilian side, it's difficult to find that community. It's difficult to find like the same kind of coworker relationships that you had in the military. And like this department, Newport News, I felt that the most here.
Wow, so you felt welcomed.
I did, immediately.
How did the recruiting staff treat you?
Incredible. I got really lucky. I had a wonderful background investigator. I had a great process, and they were like, are you sure you don't want to be a dispatcher? Like, you could be a dispatcher.
Right.
I was like, no, I want to be a police officer.
Yeah, and Melissa, I think she did something special in the police academy when it came time to graduate, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you do?
I gave the class speech, and contrary to popular belief, I actually hate public speaking. I get incredibly nervous. When I go to court, I take my glasses off so I don't have to see anybody, because I get so nervous.
Listen, you just have to have a plan. Like, if you have a plan, you can succeed.
And that's, it's so right. Funny, because I recited my speech every day for months. I had it memorized. I got up there, I messed up the first line.
Did you really?
I did, and I was like, you know what? The world's still spinning, so
there
it's
it
okay.
There it is. Yeah. You kept right on moving. So how was the academy for you? Did you enjoy the academy? What was that like for you?
I will say, like, having had been in dispatch for so long, I was a little bit out of shape, because it's like, you know, it's not a very physical job. Unfortunately, you're just inside the office all day, you know, sitting on the computers. So when I started the academy, I did struggle a little bit. I had a difficult time. I had low confidence. I didn't really believe in myself. I was constantly second guessing myself. And that's only something that you can find within you. A lot of people can give you positive affirmations, but if you don't believe in yourself, you know, there's not much that anyone can do. And I noticed as the academy went on, I felt like a totally different person. Like, I was very confident. I the choices I made, I wasn't like, oh, should I have done that? Should I have, you know, done this, done that? And the progression from day one to the end is incredible.
It's a transformational period in our lives. And I think, I think you've gone through it, and I've gone through it years and years ago, but you find yourself doing things you never imagined doing, but things you never thought you could accomplish.
Right.
You know, and it's nice to have instructors, especially in Newport News, that are very supportive.
Absolutely.
And push you.
Absolutely.
They push you to do things that you think you can't do, but in the end you find out, wow, you know, I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm smarter than I thought I was. Because the academy's not easy. Let's be very candid. The academy is 6 months of hard training.
It is.
You've got to earn your spot.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that. And so you're pushed really to do the best that you can do. While of course our instructors are good at showing us compassion and all those things, you know, that show that support, but it ain't easy.
It's not easy. It's yeah. not.
Big accomplishment. And then to serve as the speaker, like, what did your family think about? That's a wow moment.
I actually didn't tell anyone.
No
so
way.
I told my husband.
No way.
Because I needed someone to practice with, right? Yeah. I didn't tell anyone in my family. I was like, I'm going to surprise everyone. So I got up there when they were like, oh, you know, they introduced you. And they're like, hey, the class speaker is, you know, Kelly Hernandez. And they were like, oh, my goodness. And like my mother-in-law was in the crowd. She was like, you know, had tears in her eyes. My mom was there. She's like, I can't believe I'm so proud of you.
Wow, did they just go absolutely ballistic?
Yes. And my sister, she stood up. She was clapping. She's like, I'm so proud. Like, that was so good. That was incredible. So, yeah, it was a really special moment.
What did you think about the graduation itself?
I actually really enjoyed it. I had a good time. I liked all the speeches. I liked that the youth comes and talks on our behalf. Mm. I think that's really special. Just to hear from like their point of view. Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, and Melissa and I worked in the Community and Youth Outreach Division, and we can tell you our relationship, our city's relationship, specifically our police department, has an incredible relationship with youth.
Oh, yes.
Like, we're very, very blessed to have that relationship, but it took work.
Absolutely.
Melissa? Oh,
my goodness, I don't.
It took a lot of work.
There's no such thing as a 40-hour week in CYOD.
No, there isn't. That's not a thing. But it paid dividends.
It did.
And we love
it
the fact
well
that we...
It was well worth it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, well they are it. Amazing human beings. Our youth, amazing human beings. In many cities, probably undervalued. But
yes.
We sure do value them here.
Yes.
And we sure do value them here. So listen, you go to this graduation, you graduate, you surprise your family. What did you do that evening, out of curiosity?
So my husband and I, we actually just bought a house in August. We closed, so we didn't tell our thank you. We didn't tell our family that either. That was a surprise too. So we were like, hey, comes back to our old house, right? And then they're like, hey, no one's here. And we're like, oh, we actually moved to this house. So then they came to our new house and we had a little party in the backyard.
Right. And you mentioned that your husband is a firefighter.
Yes, he is.
And he's in which jurisdiction?
Hampton.
Wow. So you're next door neighbors. Yeah, you're in Newport News. He's in
right.
Hampton.
We're right next door.
We're going to forgive him for Hampton. I know. Since he bought you to us.
Yeah.
We will forgive
him. And I think
Newport
News Fire Department's hiring, right, Melissa?
That, listen.
Look, I'm trying to get him to switch. I'm trying, but he's loyal. He's loyal.
I promise you, Chief Rogers will treat him right.
That's a good trait to have, good loyalty for sure.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. That's right. So thus far, you've been on the street. You're getting close to release. What kinds of interesting things have you done on patrol so far?
Everything. Everything is interesting because I've never done it before. I will say, it's like I said, as being a dispatcher, it's really interesting to see stuff from this point of view.
Right.
I will say, like, when I worked in dispatch, I used to always say, why does everything take so long? We're on a trespassing. Why is it taking 3 hours, right? But now being on the other side, I'm like, oh, I see why everything is taking so long. Yeah. Like, right. It just takes, some things take more time, some things take less time. So everything's been interesting. It's been, everything's brand new. Everything's right. The first time I've ever done anything.
Right. Do you have any aspirations for your future positions? Are you strictly focusing on the task at hand?
I think right now I'm just trying to be the best patrol officer I can be. I'm, you know, getting exposed to everything and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what I might like. But like I said, right now everything is the first time I've done anything. So everything's fun and interesting. Yeah.
I imagine that now that you're in the field, and previously you were on the other side of the microphone, if you will, your respect for dispatchers has just gone through the roof.
No, it really is. I would always say, like, I think people forget as a dispatcher, it's your job to be in charge of everyone, right? All 14 officers that are on the street, you're in charge of everyone.
Absolutely.
Whereas, like, now I'm just in charge of myself. Like, I just need to listen to myself for the radio. So, yeah, it's incredible what we do, I used to do and what they do now.
Sure.
So what do you do in your time off?
I'm a homebody, especially since we just bought our house. I love to be in my house. I love to be with my husband. We have three dogs. They're our kids. We love our dogs.
Wow.
We like to walk around. We live right by Fort Monroe. So we walk.
Beautiful.
We walk Fort Monroe a lot. I love to read. I like a big thriller book. Like, just like to be at home.
Wow. So you're within walking distance of Fort Monroe?
Yes.
Gosh, that's gorgeous.
It's so beautiful over there.
Yeah, the beaches and all that
right,
there.
And like all the monumental stuff over
absolutely.
There. Yeah, it's really beautiful
it's
over there.
It's a great place to be.
Absolutely.
Let's check in with, well, listen, wait. Matt's not here today. So, well, he is, but he's not really.
is that Crystal I see over there?
Well, let's hear her voice. Is it Crystal?
It is.
It is Crystal. How are you, Crystal?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. How are we doing on time?
We are doing pretty good.
Yeah, Crystal, would you like to introduce yourself, by the way, for the record?
Hello, everyone. I am Crystal. I am fairly new, too, so this is fun to be on the pod with Officer Hernandez. So I am Crystal Searcy. I am the new PIO for Newport News Police Department as of September of this year.
Congratulations. It's great to have you on board. So listen, might you have a question for Officer Hernandez?
Yes. I want to know, what are you most looking forward to in the next few months over the rest of this year, really?
Well, that's a good question. I'm most looking forward to just seeing where I go next. Like right now, I obviously am still with my FTO, so I kind of still rely on him a little bit. It's just natural. He's still there, so I'm still asking him questions. So I'm excited to see the progress I make, you know, now being by myself as like a totally independent officer and seeing, you know, how I perform in that aspect and just seeing, you know, what goes from there.
Wow, that's fantastic. So if we have folks looking right now watching this podcast, right, or hearing it, their preference, and they're thinking about this job, right, and they're having a little bit of apprehension, what would you say to them if they're sitting before you?
I would say absolutely do it. I was incredibly nervous. I'll be 100% honest. Before I came to do my physical test, I was crying. I was so nervous. I had worked myself up so much. I was like, oh my gosh, what if this isn't for me? What if I get there and I fail? And look at me now.
Yeah. You go.
I'm about to be released on off FTO. Yeah. And
so you're much, much, much stronger than you thought you were.
Absolutely. And yeah. I know everyone says that's such a cliche, but it's really true.
Has working with people from all backgrounds made you wiser and more understanding to issues?
Yes, absolutely. I think sometimes we forget that there's also people living, you know, the same problems we're living. So it's nice to know that there's, you know, a community, everyone has struggles. Right. You're not the only one that's like suffering and going through things. So
sure. And you went from being fearful of public speaking to now very comfortable. Is that a fair statement? You're comfortable?
I feel a little better. I still get nervous when I go to court, I can't lie, but I'm working on it.
How about your interactions with people when you're going on calls?
I love talking. I more like this, like one-on-one talking. So that's not something I've ever truly struggled with. It's easy for me to connect with other people and find common ground.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Outstanding. It's been wonderful having
yes,
you here.
Yes, thank you.
I believe we have some questions to ask. Is that correct?
Are we going to jump to rapid fire? I think
so. Is that okay, Crystal?
It is.
Okay. Crystal says it's a go. We're going. After
beautiful.
You, Melissa.
All right. So rapid fire question number one. If you could instantly learn any skill or talent, what would it be?
I want to learn how to drive stick shift.
Oh my God, I can totally teach you how to do that.
My husband
tries to drive stick shift too, right?
My husband tries to teach me, but I just can't pick it up.
Well, I would offer you this, being married to a wonderful woman, by the way.
She is an angel.
She's an angel. Yes, she's been with me all the way. She's
we
an incredible
love you,
human being. She's trying to learn anything from your spouse is probably not the best. Yes, go to a neutral party, if you will. You'd probably be a little better off. Now, you drive stick, obviously, Melissa.
I love driving stick shift.
Yeah, me too.
It is definitely a lost art.
Yeah, me too. I love driving a five-speed. It's something else. It's a joy because you feel the car.
Yes.
You feel it, right?
And
you become part of it.
Until you hit one of those hills. that can be quite tricky.
Parking on a hill could be a little tricky.
It can be a little tricky.
All right, question number two. You're stuck on a desert island. What three snacks do you bring?
Can they be drinks? Okay, Diet Dr. Pepper, I drink one every single day.
Okay.
Goldfish and probably Pringles.
Goldfish?
I love
Goldfish. Like the cheddar ones?
Yes, just an original.
Plain cheddar, original?
Just original Goldfish. I love a Goldfish.
Wow, and the third one was?
Pringles.
Pringles.
Really?
I ate a Pringle every day in the academy.
Just one?
No, like a little snack size Pringle.
Every
day.
Wow, I don't know, Melissa.
Listen, part of this is your fault.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
Because I am now addicted to prosciutto. How do we say it? Prosciutto?
You're addicted to prosciutto?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you really?
Between that and like a good mozzarella to go, oh, man. And it is totally your fault.
I'm sorry to have done that
to
you.
It's your fault. Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud because it's Italian. So. All right. Question number three, Melissa.
Okay. All right. Headphones on or speakers blasting?
Headphones on. All the way. I get overstimulated with the noise coming from the outside.
Yeah. You, Melissa?
I'm a speakers blasting kind of girl.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to side with Officer Hernandez on this one.
You guys are so... Oh, you're
yeah.
so...
Mm. Because nothing escapes. It's right here.
Right. Exactly.
You're feeling everything.
And you can walk away and still hear everything.
Well, and you can adjust the volume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Loud music for me doesn't do it. Do you remember the exercise in the academy with the loud music?
Yes.
Did you experience that?
Yes.
Yeah. That is... It's hard to think.
It is. It is.
It's hard to think when you got that music pounding
Absolutely.
In your ear. And if you've ever responded to an establishment where that, it's just hard
tough.
To think. So
it is.
All right, question number four. Are you the tell the joke person, right, or the laugh hardest at the joke person?
I think probably a little bit of both, honestly. I like to joke and I like to laugh too, so I'm going to say in the middle.
Yeah, I'm a 50-50 guy.
Laugh hardest. I don't want to tell the joke. I want to laugh. I want
more.
That good deep belly laugh.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's
the one that kind of tears start.
Yes,
like,
right. And you can't breathe.
Right.
Like yeah. You can't catch your breath.
You lose your breath.
Definitely.
I love it.
Am I the last one or are you? The
I
last
believe
one?
You're it.
Me. Okay. Yeah. If you could relive any one day in your life, which day would you choose?
That's a good one. I think probably the day I left for boot camp, because that was the day that just started the whole journey of my life.
Wow. Yeah. You would relive it.
I would relive it. It was a sad day. You know, I'm definitely a mama's girl, so I was really sad. I was like, I don't want to be without my mom. I'm like, can she come with me?
Yeah.
But that was the day that led me here, started literally every single thing in my whole entire life was that day.
Was the beginning.
August 23rd, 2016.
And it sticks out in your head that
I
clearly.
Do. Yeah, it was a really, when I think back, I'm like, yeah, that's really when it all started.
And you were literally 17
I
years
was,
old.
I was 17.
You were a child.
Yeah, I had to get my, both my parents' permission to go.
Yeah,
they had to, like,
they have to sign you
yeah,
into
they had
the
sign,
military
yeah.
at 17?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, we talked about strength and all that. I mean, I think that you were very courageous and just didn't even really understand how courageous you were to sign on the dotted line and join the United States military and really not know exactly what your future has in hold for you. I mean, has in store for you. You could have been sent to an area where there was combat. Mm. You didn't know, but you were willing to take that chance to do something great, right?
Right.
At the age of 17, I mean, I can't even begin to thank you enough mm-hmm. for that kind of courage.
Thank you.
Now this is just really an extension of that courage, because it takes a lot of courage to be a law enforcement officer.
It does.
And it doesn't always occur in the field. You know what I mean?
Right.
To stand up for what's right, the right thing. So thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Melissa, any day you would relive?
Oh, man.
That's a hard one. I just really don't know where to begin on that one.
I would have to say mine is an August date as well.
Oh, wonderful.
It would be August 21st,
okay.
2012. The day my son was born.
Aww.
I'd go back to that.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh,
yeah, that's yeah.
Even
one.
Though I can't wait till he
till he grows up, but that's
a little
okay.
more independent. I mean, I can wait, but
I guess putting it
day.
In that context, I would love to relive, obviously, I mean, the birth of my children, but my day that I married my wife, Jess.
Aww,
that was like
so
an incredible
sweet.
Day. Yeah, I was emotional that day.
Aww.
I was just thinking as she was walking down the aisle, man, did I marry up.
Boy,
man,
did I win.
Boy, did I marry up. My goodness gracious, what is she seeing me? So, but all jokes aside, it's been great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had
We're
a wonderful
so
time.
We're so excited for you. Keep trucking.
Thank
you're
you.
You're going to be
you.
Out on your own in no time.
And I have a feeling you're going to have a great
oh, yeah.
career.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
you're just your disposition is just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for your husband's service too, obviously.
Yes.
Our brothers and sisters at the fire department are very important
yes,
to us.
They are.
Absolutely.
So, we're on a ton of platforms, Melissa.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
iPhone, YouTube.
Yeah.
Netflix. No, I'm just kidding. We're not there yet.
We're not on Netflix yet?
Not quite
listen,
yet.
Listen, with Matt and Crystal, you just
yeah.
don't know.
Speaking
you just
into existence.
Speaking
that part,
into existence.
That part.
Thanks, Crystal. Yeah. Thanks for following us, folks. Be safe. Cheers.